Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's the Dark Mark Show, your Thursday night freak show. Welcome to Booty Night.
Hello.
It's Booty Night. Booty Night. Mosquito Booty, my co-host Josie Cat, is doing yoga right now, so she's not here, but I don't care because what I'm looking at is amazing. That's three of the best looking booties in Los Angeles. Of the most beautiful buttocks I've seen. Substituting for Josie Cat. I'm glad she's back. It's been a while since you've been on the show. You were briefly on my birthday show, and we've run into each other all sorts of places, but you still remain an enigma. So it's going to be good to get to know you a little bit. Jessica Zweig.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. See? Wow. See, a couple shots of Fireball, you're not nervous
anymore.
You know,
anymore. Fireball is a wonderful instrument.
It is.
Nobody wears... do we need another cup? Is that what's...
I mean, just drink it out of the bottle.
At some point.
I was just saying, you know?
So nobody wears an assless dress quite like Jessica Zweig.
I should patent that shit.
People that have been at the Bondage Ball know. Next to Jessica Zweig, maybe one of our best guests, maybe the best guest we have. It's tough. Every time she's here, something different and magical happens. First time she showed her beautiful feet, and she and Josie got in a foot contest. Second time she was here, she my friend Joe, who has one hand, you sat on his stump. His nub.
I'll put my legs on my head.
And you booty clapped on his nub. Yeah. And
wowza.
And contorted on the floor.
That's interesting.
Then you shot sparks and also put Melrose Larry Green in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
And then last time you were on the show, which was the anniversary show, you ate cake with your feet, which is great.
That's talent right there.
She has natural talent.
Selfie
we love
time.
Her sin fisted. And Sin is back, and she brought with her, and I'm so glad she did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, who do you want to be on the show with? And she said, I've got a friend, Kitty Cadillac. And
what?
Kitty Cadillac,
yeah.
First off, you can't beat that name. And Kitty is very, very interesting. She's a dancer. She's a teacher. She's a sex specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And her eyes are mesmerizing, and as mesmerizing as her booty. And I can't wait to get to talk to all three of you. Your booty's not bad at all. But before we get started, I want to get to our sponsors. We are sponsored by Audible.com. I know you're watching this. I'm sure half the people watching this are jerking off right now. But once you stop, please. Trust me, if I wasn't doing a show, I would be doing the same thing.
O-M-freaking-G.
Wait till the replay. So... But once you're done jerking off, you want to listen to an audiobook, go to audible.com. We're giving away a free audiobook. All you have to do is go to darkmarkshow.com. Click on the audible.com button right next to my smiling face. Take it right to audible.com. You can sign up with your Amazon account. You get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial to audible.com. You can get the audiobook, cancel anytime. I looked up booty. And there's a lot of booty books. There's a
really?
Report for Booty, a Midnight Ink story. Booty for a Bad Man. There's a She Booty Clapping, Cheesehead. She Booty Clapping, Cheesehead Stripper Story, No Wait by J.R. Brow. I think that's a comedy thing because they have comedy albums there. They have George Carlin, they have Louis C.K., they've got Kevin Hart, they've got all sorts of stuff. Go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the audible.com link, get a free audiobook. You can cancel the next day. You keep the book, you can't lose. And then go to dammittees.com. That's our other sponsor, dammittees.com. They've got some of the best. And now you're distracting me. You're not wearing a dammittees t-shirt, but you are. You have beautiful breasts.
Look at the sequins. That's the best part.
I didn't even notice the sequins. So now you're distracting
shiny.
Me.
I like shiny things. That's my favorite.
That wasn't what was mesmerizing me. It was the actual breast, but. Dammittees.com. Briefly, go to Dammittees.com. Maybe a woman will shake their breasts at you like that. They got great tees. They have, I know you guys are Star Wars fans, and you guys are on the Star Tours, the Star Girls Burlesque Show.
Mm-hmm.
They have a shirt. It's not Misfits, it's Misfets, that has Boba Fett with a devil lock. So you go to Dammittees.com, get one of those shirts or any other shirt. They've got punk rock, they got horror, they got porn shirts, whatever you think. They've got old school punk shirts, whatever you want. And put in that you've heard it on the Dark Mark Show, you get 10% off any shirt. You can't beat that deal. So I don't know where to start with next, but it looks like Jessica wanted the attention. So we're going to start with you.
Well, I am a Leo, and it's almost my birthday, but I'm not doing it on purpose.
Now, I was gonna mention that, and you want to make sure. I know you're swiveling in your chair, and it's okay. But when you talk in the mic, and make sure you're on the mic.
Hello.
Yes, there you go. I just wanted to lean over when she's you. I was going to mention, you do have a birthday show coming up at the Whiskey Blue. Because I saw you, last time I saw you was at the Whiskey Blue.
Yeah.
Where our friend, our your normal co-host, Josie Cat, played.
And, yeah, she was amazing. She was fabulous.
And you weren't too shabby yourself.
Well, thank you. I was just dancing around being silly, but you know. Somebody has to do that.
The time before that, I saw you at the Bondage Ball, and you were wearing, and I'm sure you ladies are familiar with this, a rubber dress which had the ass cut out.
And you took a picture next to my ass.
I took a picture.
It was your profile pic for, I believe, like a week before you were bored, but that's okay.
I was not bored at all. I'll put it as my profile pic any day.
Do it right now.
I'll do it right now.
But the skirt. Not the whole dress.
Just the ass is cut out. Just the ass cut out.
Just the ass. It is just a skirt as well.
Yeah. I went out for New Year's.
Yeah. I mean, you know, who needs to cover their ass if it's nice?
And your ass is so beautiful. But it's funny because the way the angle was taken on the picture, and we were all getting a little silly and a little drunk there. A lot of people thought it was your breasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Boobs were that big. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to get them done. But you know,
you want to get your boobs done too?
I'm not doing too bad. Well, you know, everything is bigger and better. I am from Texas, so
I didn't know that you are from Texas.
I'm from San Antonio, baby.
That makes a lot of sense.
Big trucks and big guns.
Yeah, you gotta get out of here. No, that's okay. No, that makes sense.
I'm not a Republican.
No, I don't care about that.
Your hair's not bigger.
No, it's taken down today. Actually, okay. It's usually quite larger.
Usually they
I ran out of
though.
Hairspray. Yeah. I ran out of my Aussie.
So when you lived in Texas. You did have the big hairsprayed hair, and that
well, happened? I had dreads for a hot minute, but then I go through phases. You know, anybody who knows me knows all of my different looks, and
right.
I get bored very easily, pretty much with everything. So, including hair, everything changes very rapidly. Yeah,
I'm changing my profile picture as we're speaking right now, so that people know. But and I'm gonna forward it to them too, so they can take a look at it.
Forward it, honey.
But it's a great picture. So where do you get an assless dress? That's what I want to know.
Well, Stockroom in Silver Lake is the creme de la creme of latex bondage wear.
You know,
and the shirt as well, the chain shirt that I was wearing, and the liquid latex on my nipples.
Yeah, see, that was when you. I noticed that because it's funny because I've seen you.
It wasn't tagged. It was nobody reported it. I'm so thankful for you guys because typically there's at least one butthurt person in the crowd that wants to report photos that.
Here's what we're talking about, just so you guys can see it.
Oh my!
Beautiful. you're not shy about your showing your ass.
I'm not shy about anything. Ask me any question. You know, tell me what to do. Slap me around. I'm okay with it. I might have to slap you back, but it's the price you pay.
Now you tell me.
Your face.
Now you tell me. Trust me, things are going through my mind. But you used to be a professional figure skater, is that correct?
I am still a professional roller figure skater.
Okay.
I just won. I hadn't competed in 10 years. I had this amazing coach. Her name is Appaloosa.
Is she from Texas?
She is not. She's from California. Her father owns
Appaloosa
the skating
is from California.
Yes. Yes, okay. And she's very bohemian, which is ironic.
I'm guessing so, with a name out like Appaloosa.
Truly. So she choreographed this amazing song from Moulin Rouge, Roxanne. And I hadn't competed in 10 years, and out of 13 people, all of which were under 20, I'm 32, not ashamed, you know.
So I
got fourth place out of 13 people, which, in my opinion, was amazing because I hadn't done it in 10 years. And the floor, if you know anything about roller skating, if the floor is slippery, you have no control over anything. So you just pray to Jesus and call it a day.
Well, with my roller skating skills, every floor is slippery. And I'll tell you, the last time I went rollerblading, it was my, I think it was my niece's birthday. And I got blades, and I've done some blading, and they didn't have my size. So I got a size too big, which was a big mistake.
Because you get blisters because your skin rubs against the skate.
No, what happened was my ankle went and I sprained my ankle.
Oy.
Because there was too much give.
I had a girlfriend that had never been skating before, and I finally got her off the wall, and she fell and jammed her elbows so hard.
Both of them?
For 6 months, she could
Kitty's
not
like
move
going,
her
ooh.
Arms. But I told her previously, I'm like, listen, dear, if you fall on the most fat that you have, a.k.a. the booty.
Right.
fall on your ass. Hold your arms up and just fall, because otherwise you're going to hurt something. Yeah. It's not going to be fun. I've skated for 27 years since I was 5 years old. Never broken a bone because I fall where mama gave me some meat.
It's grade A prime
cut. Well, I forgot my underwear tonight because I wanted to make sure that
you
it was
out.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't like to do laundry.
Oh, okay.
So the booty's
I'm
out.
Sure, I'm sure some men have offered to do laundry for you.
They have. It's very weird.
I'm sure it is. So when you were a professional figure skater, ice skater.
I'm a roller figure skater.
Okay, so you're never an ice skater? Is all
no,
roller?
No, it's
okay.
The same concept. It's classical figure skating. It's just on the old school 1970s roller skates, but they're like $1,200 because there's seven layers of leather.
I didn't know there was a circuit.
Oh, yeah. It's international.
Okay.
And it's a dying sport, but it's still going on. I was actually surprised when I went to the competition in Orange County how many people there still were.
Wow.
I was actually very, proud to be a part of it, because even though I'm older and there's 16, for Christ's sake. So
right.
I'm competing against 16-year-olds that are doing this 5 days a week, and I'm like, woohoo, let's take a shot. I'll be there on Thursday.
You know? Interesting. Somebody else that competed against younger people and whooped most of their asses is Sin Fisted, our guest. We love you. I was amazed. I was shocked and befuddled to find out that you lost a pole dancing competition. But then he told me it wasn't just the pole dancing.
Yeah, well, it was.
I don't know, Kitty's even popping. Did you enter the competition too?
It was Sam Tripoli presented Rock and Pole. And it was a pole dancer and karaoke team.
Right.
So there's a dancer and there's a singer.
And the singer fucked up.
And I'm not saying he fucked up, but let's just say the group that won had a better singer.
Right.
Like that guy. And then find out later that he's actually won previous ones before.
Rare.
So he can actually really sing. And my guy was like, well, I'm more of a comedian, but I'm just kind of doing karaoke. I'm like, okay. He did really well in the first song. The second song, he kind of muddled up a couple times.
Who's this guy?
And
I probably know him.
It's okay.
I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
The second song, he off on a couple parts to where it was hard for me to figure out where in the song I was.
You'd be surprised how many comedians.
But I came in second, and I haven't competed in a pole competition in like 8 years, 10 years, or something like that. It's been a long time.
I've seen you on the pole.
I can totally relate. It's daunting.
And I was competing. Yes. I was the only person there over 30, and I was
again.
Yep. And it was all younger girls who either were taking classes or who were actual dancers who do this 4 or 5 days a week.
Right.
And here I am with maybe once a week, twice a week, you know.
But with your flexibility, and I always ask you to demonstrate, could you throw a little?
I will later. I will do the splits and bounce my butt cheeks for you, just for you, sweetheart.
Well, I'm glad to hear this.
I'll try.
I wore spandex.
Why are we even talking?
I don't know what to do right now.
I did wear spandex for a reason. I was going to wear a leather dress, but I decided to do pants instead.
Yeah, but I don't know if you... Oh, yes, please post the picture up here.
Somebody had a brain fart.
No,
but I'm so down.
Jenny was
talking
to me.
Call me Shaniqua from the waist down. That's all I have to say.
And she's gonna show proof. No, but I always there's the picture right there. She's gonna click right on it, and there you go.
Woot woot.
Hey. Look at that.
Hey girl. Hey. Sorry, not sorry.
The girl in the background seems really happy.
Sarah
too.
It's on
the
line.
Yes,
she's super
stoked
about it.
Look at that booty. And the funniest thing is
the same one in black. Actually,
the funniest thing the girl who photobombed too. That's the best.
I love her. She's a very very nice girl.
Right. But
and
people wanted
to Sarah.
It was actually, and I don't know why, but two African American men commented. They're like, are those tits or is that booty?
Really, with my hair extensions laying on my ass.
They didn't see the hair extension.
If that's the appropriate word.
The hair.
Nobody wants to focus on that part. The fact that my ass, there's a rumor going around in my club that I have ass injections from Mexico because no white girl could have an ass that nice.
Right.
It's called skating for 27 years, people.
No,
over it. I'm sorry. I don't go to fucking Tijuana to get ass injections. Fuck yourself.
And I don't mean to brag, but I felt that ass.
That's real.
Everybody wants to feel
that's
it.
All no, muscle.
I'm
nice.
Not going to charge you, but if I get your credit card, there are no refunds, bitch.
There's
a switch to it.
That's real.
And your honey is no joke either. But I've seen you do things on a pole that defy belief. But you tell me, Kitty can do things that you can't do.
Yeah.
What can Kitty do that you can't do?
Good for you guys.
Like I say, me and Kitty, I want to say we're both
different styles.
We're the
totally
same skill level, but we're just different style performers.
Right. But what is one move that Kitty can do that you can't do?
Well, you do that one where you kick into...
Oh, the handspring?
Yeah, I don't do handsprings. My whole elbow was that bent backwards.
Well, I did post a picture of you on a pole doing some in some split sort of upside down thing. It was very impressive.
Yeah.
So when did you start dancing?
I started dancing about 20 years ago.
Okay. Amen.
So I got both you bitches beat.
You were 16.
So you were four.
Yeah, when I was four.
Right.
Yes. And I I started teaching pole dance about 7 years ago.
Right.
So I've been, that's my true passion is teaching.
Right.
The clubs, I'm kind of getting over it. Okay, I am over it.
Yeah, well, you tell me some stories in the lobby.
Well, if we're going to get on that topic.
We used to dance together at one club.
Okay, yeah, so, exactly. So
well, I figured you had met dancing, but...
Well, Sin and I used to work together at a club in North Hollywood, which I still currently work at. But her and I got a punk rock night started there.
Yeah.
I was there at punk rock night.
But we also work with Devil's Playground together, so...
Yeah.
I was there at punk rock night.
Oh, yeah.
Sin was there. Yeah. I saw Sin do some things that were ridiculous. No, but I mean, you did the thing where you were upside down, stuck to the ceiling.
My Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's just weird. I mean, stuff that you were doing with your body. It was unbelievable. I was there with a comic karaoke host who probably was the same guy you had. And he works at strip clubs. He's like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. You were just blowing him away. And he sees dancers all the time. And so I wish I remembered you that night.
You know, it's really kind of sad. I mean, like a play. If you want to go see some badass pole dancers, Jumbo's definitely has.
Amen.
Wait a second. I've been to Jumbo's once.
Cat Raven is the shit.
No, well, I love Cat Raven, but I went to Jumbo's once. Everybody tells me Jumbo's for various reasons. Now you're telling me that they're actually good. I hear that.
They're
it's
amazing.
A bunch of like transvestites and weirdos.
No.
That was like a long time ago. That was a long, long time ago.
There's no duct tape there anymore.
Well, on Valentine's Day.
No tampon strings.
There's tampon strings still at my club, and I work in one of the best clubs in the city.
Uh-oh.
And that's just tragic when you see some like special feature performer over and something pops out and you have to look away because if not, you're going to start tackling like
chicken. I guess everybody's experienced this. I didn't know this was all a thing.
It's a common thing. I've actually had to tell some girls, I'm like, hey, your tampon's showing.
I mean,
and then they kind of like go and fix it, but there's nowhere to really hide to do it.
And
so,
you can't really wear a pad, I would imagine. So.
I've seen some girls do it. Though.
Oh,
yeah, you can see the wings folded.
Oh,
But I've worn some G-strings that were black with white lining on the inside, and then I've had people like, your pad is showing. I'm like, I'm not wearing a pad. It's the lining of my underwear.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean,
but
there's
you've
that,
never
yeah.
had, you've never...
After that, I started cutting all the...
Three of you, three
I started cutting
know
all
not
the linings
to,
out, yeah.
No tampon strings.
Oh, we know.
No.
We know already.
Yeah.
We learned a long time ago.
Right.
Cut that shit off and dig more later.
Tucking under, tucking in, whatever you got to do.
But what about the guys? The guys that... there's got to be some crazy instances. Since tell us all about stuff.
I was working at a club in Hollywood and I was on stage and I had a pair of platform shoes on.
Right.
And this is the reason why I always wear straps on my shoes because they were 8-inch platforms and I went into a spin. The shoe flew off.
Right.
And like slow motion, it was like rolling through the air and the heel hit the guy at the stage in the center of the forehead.
Ouch.
He flew all the way back off his chair. I knocked him out.
Wow.
Oh my God.
He was out fucking cold. True story.
What kind of tip did you get for that?
I almost got
arrested.
Sent home, believe it or not.
Really?
Because they thought I did it on purpose because I was kind of angry stripper back then.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and you got the punk rock.
It was totally by accident. And I apologized to the guy, but he was really embarrassed. And, you know, so... You know, they bought the guy a beer and they, you know, kind of scolded me. And I was like, it was an accident, but it was funny as hell.
It sounds hilarious. But seriously.
It was awesome. It was all slow motion.
Right. When you guys started, though, like the girls with tattoos, that was not a big thing. And
it
now everybody's got tattoos.
Yeah, no, there were clubs. I mean, I've worked in Vegas. I've traveled. I've worked in Alaska. I've traveled all over the place.
Alaska. Let me tell you about Alaska.
Are the men there different?
For an LA girl like me, didn't make shit.
Well,
made no money.
I'm not surprised. Those people are gargantuan.
High level of prostitution. There was a certain look, the blonde, the tan, the big boobs, no
tattoos. I have to leave. I have to go. There's somebody just called me. I got to go.
Jessica's gonna go to Alaska.
I gotta do the bathroom AK.
She's gonna roller skate to Alaska. but anyway, isn't there like 10 guys to every girl in Alaska?
There's something like that. I don't know.
Well, there's a bunch of shady shit because otherwise that'd be really fucking boring.
Yeah, exactly. But I would think they're, you know.
But they made me cover up my tattoos.
You're a beautiful woman, I would think.
Thank you.
You know, any beautiful woman, even tattoos are kind of hardcore looking.
Like a long, like.
20 years ago.
Huh?
Years ago, back in the beginning.
I have a friend who's moving back there, and she says
it was
that,
in 1942.
Ever since tattooed are like the norm up there now. So.
Well, that's the norm everywhere now.
Yeah.
But like I said, when I go back to Portland, it used to be when I used to work at the Acropolis, I was the first girl that had, like, I only had 5 tattoos, but I was the first girl that had tattoos, no implants, and black hair. And I was doing crazy pole stuff. And then now when I go there, it's all tattooed girls who are doing crazy
poles. Everybody's doing it.
No, I'm not saying they're imitating me. I'm just saying the whole alternative look has become...
It's known as taboo. It's very
mainstream now, and it's unfortunate. I have 4
Which
tattoos. I want to get more, but it's just because I'm in LA, and I'm always influenced by beautiful women that are tattooed, and I'm like, I want to look like them. They're so wonderful. You know, the art that's on their bodies. I feel like that's so beautiful. But if I was in Texas, still probably would not have the same perception.
Right.
I think you're definitely influenced by environment.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
But Sin, now you were speaking of implants.
Mm-hmm.
You're still looking for breast implants, and you're still looking for donations for breast implants. And we were talking in the car because I remember you didn't specify this because this is the third time you've made the pitch on the show. And trust me, I've given what I can. And
it's okay.
I've offered free massages, all that stuff.
Seekingarrangements.com, my dear.
Yes. But
do something. Step out of the box.
But you were telling me because you're looking for $8,000.
That's a good one. That's a great boob job.
But that's not just for the boob job because you're going to be out of work for, you know, won't be able to dance
for. Yeah, I'm
going to
be out of work for at least a month, probably 2 months.
You have to definitely plan ahead because
that's what I'm saying. It's not just the implants, the procedure itself. It's also paying for my rent, my bills, and my food for the next few months while I'm out of commission pretty much.
And once again, let's clarify. You don't need them.
I mean, for work, I do.
It's not
aesthetic. But for vanity reasons or insecurity, it's not that. It's for work, honestly. I get more people hitting me up for gigs and modeling gigs when I do my double bra like I'm wearing today.
I love the double bra.
Yeah, so I'm not going too big. I'm going this size.
Right.
You know, so I'm going proportionate with my body.
I don't have to wear a bra.
You got a solid C's, right, Kitty?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm like AB.
Oh yeah.
You're patterned. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally. I'm a BC,
but they're great though. They're not like weird.
Instead of the booty show, we call it the Attack of the Killer Bees tonight.
If I could take some booty fat and put in my tits, I would
no,
be so
no, no,
fucking
no.
happy.
You're fine. Trust me. But anyway, if people want to contribute. To get Sinfisted, beautiful breasts.
Yeah, I still have the donation button on my website.
Okay, so go to Sinfisted.com.
Yeah, Sinfisted.com. And then on the top right-hand corner, you'll see a button that says donate.
So have you thought about Kickstarter, Indiegogo?
I have looked into those, and a lot of it's like there's a minimum set donation you can do, and you have to do all these different exchanges and be for them. And it's just,
eventually because I want the same thing, but I'm not going to pay for it myself. So eventually, the universe will compensate for most of it,
but I'm just getting a little bit of help.
So, Matt, if you want to give all 3 of these women the implants, implants? Okay.
No, I need ass implants because my ass isn't big enough.
I think your ass is fine. But Sin, you're talking.
I love my little.
Because a lot of people love not only your ass, not only everything else about you, but your feet. You're a big foot woman.
Yeah.
And you just actually did a foot thing this weekend, and we were talking because we had Red Rose in here a couple weeks ago, and we were discussing this in the car. Wrinkled soles is a thing.
Yeah.
Guys dig wrinkled soles.
Yeah. It's when you.
Are guys into your feet too, Kitty?
When you flex your foot forward like this, and it's all wrinkly on the palm of your.
Are your feet coveted, Kitty?
I have perfect feet, and I have super narrow, skinny feet, and a super high arch.
Yeah,
and my toes spread apart.
Well, that's the other thing we're talking about.
Weren't you actually Miss Foot Night?
I was.
Yeah. So the Foot Knight Awards, most captivating, fascinating. Right, right. The ultimate title is Miss Foot Knight. And she's actually a previous Miss Foot Knight winner. Yeah,
so we have two Miss Foot Knight winners. I didn't even notice your feet. I assumed that you
she
had
them. She has really cute feet.
Do you have really cute feet?
Yeah, she has really cute.
Are you wearing something that you can show your feet, or are you not wearing anything that you can show your feet?
No, I work at the Pleasure Chest, so I've been on my feet all day today. I'm not taking my shoes off.
And that brings me to that point, because you are a sex specialist.
Mm-hmm.
How does one be, Jessica just perked up. How does one become a sex specialist?
It's basically, a sex specialist is
you have to take a test? Yes,
I do. I have to. We have thousands of products
for sex
in our store.
I want to take that class. Right.
The Pleasure Chest was opened in 1971. It's the largest, nicest sex store in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
And I have to
Not
know
that I
every
sex
single.
All the time.
I bought my first strap on there.
Awesome. I probably sold it to you.
I really enjoy fucking guys in the asses.
If anybody wants to get fucked up the ass, 1-800-893-9562.
Email me right now.
I didn't know you were into that.
I take all credit cards.
The fireball's talking now. Anyway, so what kind of questions they ask on the test? I don't want to violate the confidentiality, just to kind of sum it up a little bit.
Everything that I know, I have to know every single product, what it does, what it's made out of, who makes it, what its competitor is, and the other products that are like it.
Right.
So because I talk to people on a daily basis, I'm kind of like a sex therapist minus the paycheck.
Right.
You know, I love my job, and I've worked at the Pleasure Chest for a long time, and I really like helping people and educating people on using safe methods of practicing safe sex and using materials that are good for their body and all that stuff. So I'm not just going to sell somebody a toy and be like, shit, I don't care. Okay. Shove it up your ass. I don't give a shit.
Well,
if you're nice and nice to me, then I'm going to save your marriage. Or at least do my best.
Well, I totally believe that sex toys can totally save a marriage.
It totally can. I've seen it happen.
Because people just get stuck in a rut, and I feel like sometimes you just need a little, something, anything. Well, for me personally, I like to be dominant, so that works for me.
Okay.
And it's fun, and, when you have a few drinks, sometimes people become more open to situations, and that's totally cool, too.
Wow.
If not, it's neither here nor there.
So is that a deal breaker, the strap-on?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
No.
So just curious. Not that I'm
it's like the chocolate sprinkles on a Sunday, sweetheart.
Because we were talking about this, and I regret that I didn't ask you to bring it here, but next time when we have you, you have a thing in your act where you, Sin Fisted is so flexible, she has a strap on and sucks her own dick.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I ask you a question? Can you do this?
We're a flexibility challenge.
Okay. Oh, no, I can't dislocate. No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's dislocated.
Wow. I can jump rope with my arms.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's bizarre. Wait,
you can jump rope with your arms?
Yeah. No, you're dislocating.
I'm double jointed everywhere.
Right.
I'm just wondering, because you said you're a contortionist, what does that involve?
Contortion is just manipulation of the body to where it's supposed to. Like, that is contortion. That's a
Here's contortion. A picture of Sin doing something here.
Yeah, that's part
that's
of my
not
act.
A contortion.
Yeah.
That's
no.
No, not yet. But I actually do lay on my back with my legs behind my head and actually fuck my face. That's not up online
because that would get deleted.
There will be something online in a second. That. No, there will be. Actually, the one with you with the full body thing in the middle there. Sort of.
So you put your legs behind your head and then you can like eat your own pussy.
No, I can't eat my own pussy, I wish.
What if you had like an earring strap on? Could he get there?
She'd never leave the house.
That's part of my act. That's what I do in my act.
Right.
Yeah, I think that I could get there too, but I haven't been offered to perform that way.
It's more about coming up with the ideas yourself.
I know.
I've had a lot of people ask me.
Here's one with the leg behind the head.
Your hair is different. That's
I've had people
fabulous.
Ask me if I was a dude, could I suck my own dick? And I was like, I don't know. Let's find out. And I've actually got like
people
the
suction
cup.
People
have
asked me that question.
Ones.
If I had a dime for everyone,
I just stuck in the crotch part with some jeans, and I was able to do it. So for the performance, I went for the most phallic, biggest, blackest, most obscene thing.
Oh, snap.
And I actually get that thing down my fucking throat.
Right. Every time I do that, the next day my throat hurts.
You look amazing. The boots, the fashion, the latex, the posing is perfect.
You.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted, actually. It's
I love wearing
wonderful.
Latex. I love... I do,
but you're pretty flexible too, Kitty, right?
It's fun to snap on your skin. skin, actually, and like rub it down with oil.
I like going into a pool and swimming wearing latex.
I've never done that before, but I have a pool on the first floor if anybody wants to come over for an after party.
Right. I'm completely flabbergasted now. I don't know what to do now. But now, Sin Fisted, there's a new thing that she's doing now. And I'm sending a picture over to Jenny one of the shows that Sin was on, which demonstrates her flexibility and her... It's a great... here you go, Jen. Here you go.
I can't see that.
I'll put it on the screen in a second.
Hand it over, my dear.
But the new thing now, you are now teaching people how to booty dance.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Last year, I won a Bootylicious contest.
Yes, Bootylicious.
Yeah, I was the only white girl in the contest.
So say that I'm Spanish and I need to learn English. You're going to teach me step by step how to booty dance.
Right, we're going to do that. But before we do, I want... Because you guys took a twerking class together.
Sin and I, over a year ago, in Jamaica.
Here's the picture of this is how flexible Sin can be. That's in the studio right there.
Can you tell how happy I am?
She wins.
Can you tell how happy he is? Our friend Joe Adams, the one-handed comedian.
Can I buy those pants anywhere?
Those are Star Wars pants.
Yeah, they're fucking fantastic. Yeah.
Well, you got that dress, so. So, there you go. See, there's Star Wars pants, and that's my friend Joe Adams, the one-handed comedian.
Sweating.
And yeah, he
is suddenly hot in here.
I'm telling you.
I've been sweating for 2 hours.
But what is the difference between twerking and what you're going to show us tonight?
Twerking is more of like black street dance, and it involves like a lot of the legs and hopping. Right. As with the booty shaking classes that I teach, it's just straight up booty tricks, and that's it.
Right.
It has nothing to do with your feet or anything like that. Your feet kind of just stay grounded, and it's just all about movement of your ass and your ass alone.
Right.
It's like isolation of the butt cheeks and doing kind of like in belly dance where you have a lot of hip isolation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think we might need a demonstration at this point.
I feel like I need some kind of visual explanation.
Let me just take the camera here. Hold on a second. Anyway, so how was the twerking class? So you two were the only white people at the twerking class.
Oh, don't. Yeah.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
White.
I was actually able to get a lot of it.
She could do it. I was pretty retarded. I'm totally retarded.
And so you're part American Indian. There's all sorts.
Also, I'm Hispanic too. So right. Got the Latina heat.
Right. So I think we've got this.
I got my heat.
Here. So let me take the chair out of the way. And I don't know who wants to start first.
Don't look at me.
Jessica, I think, is going to start first.
I mean, what the fuck do you want?
What are we starting first? Yeah, I have to show them first.
Somebody real quick to watch.
Show them right now. Why don't you demonstrate right now? We'll get the chair out of the way.
I think the teacher should go first.
Well, yeah, I figured. Excuse me, I'm slurring.
I've had a lot of fucking fireball.
Okay, so let me take the chair out of the way.
I'll just sit here and watch.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to do something that I'm going to regret tomorrow, which will be amazing radio.
That's what you try to do on here on the show.
Yeah, so everybody tune in. I'm trying to post college right now, so you fuckers that are fucking flaky LA people.
It'll be on our website. It'll be on iTunes.
Okay, great.
Well, look at those tattoos. Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh lordy, lordy.
Oh my. Does your butt? Is that a rhetorical question? Your butt looks always amazing. So you want me to put the music on?
Sure. Okay, what song are you playing? Because I'm very, very specific.
No, we're.
I need Ray Charles. I'm just kidding.
It's not gonna be Ray Charles, but we got
some. I'm kidding.
We got some booty, hold on.
Bootyliciousness.
Hold on.
I just like doing that into the microphone, by the way.
If you can go as far in the corner as you can.
Okay, right. So good for her that she's
hold on, hold
that
on one second. Hold on, I gotta get my radios right. Okay, Sin has some booty shaking classics she requested.
I'm gonna show three different booty.
Okay. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hold on. Let me.
I should totally like be Harry Met
Sally. Are we supposed to hear your ass?
Orgasm.
Is your ass supposed to make noise?
I'm just talking to that mic.
Okay.
There you go.
Move the mic over. Okay, so.
There you go. All right. Hello. So I'm going to demonstrate three different booty tricks here. The first one's gonna be a booty clap. Then I'm gonna do booty swirls, and I'm gonna do a booty pop.
Okay, booty clap. I dislike the song. Then booty pop.
I dislike the song.
Okay, so that's the booty clap.
That's the booty clap.
I like that.
Oh.
Okay.
And then here's the swirl.
Swirl, okay.
I have the finale.
I like the swirl.
And then here's the pop. So you want to clap.
How do we do the pop? Now that's advanced.
I'm going to take my earphones off now.
Well, that's why I start with the clap, which I think is the easiest.
Okay.
And then swirls and then the pop is
so clap. Jessica, now if you can get to the corner there.
Okay.
Sin's going to teach you first. Are we going to start with the... Okay.
We're going to start with the booty clap.
Booty clap. Okay, let me get the Humpty Dance on.
So with the booty clap... You want to isolate and
woo! All right.
You want to isolate and actually flex both of your.
I can only do that in the split.
Okay, so we're doing the booty clap. Let's do the booty clap first, okay?
So you want to flex both of your booty muscles at the same time as if you're trying to pick up a penny, and then you want to release, and then just keep doing that faster and faster and faster and faster.
I don't know what's clapping, but something's going on. See, now, well, you got that. That's an advancement. What do you call that? Is that the booty roll? Is that what that is? That's the swirl. Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, so that's the swirl. Oh, man. Okay, so that is the swirl. You got the swirl down. The swirl, she's got the swirl down. You got that.
She's doing her own thing. It's okay.
Is that what?
I had a lot of fun.
Okay. And okay, Jessica, so you got advanced moves. What's the next move that you're going
to
do? Split sort of booty bounce. Hold on. Okay, let me make sure I got the camera right. Okay. Okay, so. I'm right on the booty. Okay. We can't miss that booty. I love it. Uh-oh.
There you go. That's isolation.
That is pretty good. Maybe that's maybe you should teach booty dance. I don't know. That's good.
I actually do teach that, but I don't teach that because it's usually the hardest one to.
Right. Oh,
to
thank you, Jess. Let's give Jessica a hand.
Yay.
Okay. So you're not gonna do the booty. You're not gonna booty shake, Kitty.
I'm busy.
You're busy. Okay. Well, then hold on 1 second because I want you to teach me what you just the basics. Okay.
But I can do it.
You want to do it? Okay.
I want to. Well, okay. You don't have to, but if you want to.
Well, plus I also.
Okay, so now we're going to change the music.
Okay. You might be able to do the clap.
Yeah, thank you for the Fresh Prince, by the way. That was very inspiring.
That was a Humpty Dance, but okay.
That was super dope.
The clap reminds me of having to go poop.
Oh, okay, so are we doing the clap?
All I want to do is I'm a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
So you do approve of this one?
Not really, but I know it, so I sang it.
Okay.
That's funny.
Okay, machine gun the ass there, Kitty. Come on, Kitty.
It's all just...
No, I know. I can do it.
Should I grab those cheeks and kind of show her what she...
I can't! I feel retarded. Oh, my God.
No.
Okay, what about the hip roll? Do the hip roll.
You can do the hip roll.
But yeah, I have my own hip roll.
Not bad.
But I don't know about...
Oh, see? Yeah, you're getting... Yeah, now you just kind of...
I can do, like, the whole, like...
Hold on.
That's what I learned in Jamaica.
Yeah, that was
the Jamaica one.
Now, was that twerking or was that booty pop?
That was twerking. That was full on twerking. That was good, though.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, jeez. Look, there's a
flip. We're getting,
James, acrobatic
here.
Okay, now.
Oh my God, that was
Kitty,
awesome.
Kitty, Jessica.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
That was awesome. Kitty.
For ourselves.
Yay!
Now, Sin, I have your hardest challenge. You have to teach me how to booty clap.
How to swirl.
Okay.
Now,
Kitty and Jessica, you guys have to commentate. Okay, there's people listening.
Okay,
absolutely.
I'll be a judge. That's fine.
Because not everybody's watching. You don't have to spread them like I'm not
going to
frisk you.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, you do want to squeeze your butt cheeks as if, like, you're trying to pick up a cherry or a dime with it. You know how you squeeze?
Or a dollar.
And then once you squeeze, you release.
Yeah.
You squeeze and release.
I'm squeezing and releasing.
And then try and machine gun that.
Like that?
No. You're just vibing your hips.
Okay, so you gotta do it with the ass. You can't do it with the ass.
This is a butt cheeks only.
Oh my god, see, I can't even do that. I'm jealous right now because my ass is bigger, but it's not as talented.
Okay. I feel like a chump. Now, are we gonna do the swirl?
I'm on the ass short bus.
Okay, so show me the swirl.
I don't think so.
I think I got you beat on that. Compared to that one.
Instead of your hips moving like this, you want your hips to kind of move like this. So it's a lot of it is you want to have your knees bent.
Right.
And it's all on your
hips. Kind of like a hula dance?
Kind of, like yeah.
All right, let me try that.
Hold on.
Do you
want to
do it with just the hips?
How's that looking?
Like go in a circle. Complete a circle all the way around the room. There you go.
Mark is attempting to be down.
Now work it low. Work it low.
Low and slow, just like hooking a chicken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, wait, I gotta make sure. Okay, so.
Hold on.
I don't even think I'd do it again. Hold on.
There you go.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, grind it up. Make some cake. Get in there. Shit. No, yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, babe. Fuck yeah.
What is that?
That's popping. It's popping.
All kinds of fuck yeah.
And then the booty pop.
The booty pop.
Hashtag Susie Q Williams. Check her out.
All right.
Because you know how, like, when you can thrust forward when you're fucking?
Yes, I'm really good at that.
Now we're talking about fucking. I literally have to go to the bathroom and masturbate. I'm sorry. I gotta go. I brought my toothbrush and it vibrates. Seriously.
I've been really
So that's what
makes
this
move
it.
Okay. All right, well, I'll give it a shot. Hold on.
So it's all about thrusting your butt up and then release. Up and release.
That's how I do it. What is this?
That's how we do it, right? That's how
you're just pumping the corner.
Take a break, honey, and eat a taco. Let's call it a day.
Well, that's too advanced for me, but
call it a day. Everybody clap. Yay. Wonderful. Bravo. No, but you know what? At least the hips were working. You were trying. Effort is 9 steps of the 10. So I appreciate that, Mark. Good. That was wonderful. Yes, exactly.
You get the gold
star. You get the gold star tonight, sweetheart.
That's an A for effort. And actually, that shows what a great teacher that you are.
Right?
Somebody has absolutely no rhythm.
She's very talented.
Well, normally I have a lot more time.
Right. No rhythm, no talent.
Well, no rehearsal. I mean, that's pretty good, you guys. Come on.
Well, thank you, Jessica. I didn't know you improved it so much. But
warm in here. Now that we're all sweating.
Don't start with me. I'm just kidding.
I know you got the strap on in the car. I understand.
No, but it's not in the car. Is it in the car? Did I forget to?
It's in the purse, yeah. But see, Kitty, I told you would have fun.
Look at you. You're sweating like crazy. Like you just got out of the gym. You just did like 45 minutes worth of cardio.
I always forget where my strap-on is, by the way, you guys.
You know, you sit there and perform for men. I was performing for all three of you for your visual pleasure.
And as a teacher, I'm sitting there going, wait, needs to lift it up just a little bit. See, I can teach people how to do stuff.
Right.
But for me to do like booty stuff, not.
No, but when you teach Paul, have there been any mishaps? Because Sin has told us about people that try to do what she does and they can't do it. And then they hit
their
head.
When I teach Paul, people don't do what I do. They do what
baby steps into.
Totally beginner stuff. But there are girls. And for some reason, when you put a Paul in a room with a bunch of women, somebody's got to get up on it.
Right.
So, and they got to get up on it like they're in a music video.
That's why
right?
I have a pole in every room of my house.
Yeah. Well, those videos you see on YouTube, those are all real.
Right.
So I tell my girls, you know, for safety reasons, please refrain from doing any kind of music video or circus style type of pole trick if you don't know what you're doing.
Because
you can really hurt yourself. I've seen a girl break her neck off
But they do it.
Well, you can get hurt really bad.
Right.
But, you know, I
get hurt and we know what the fuck we're doing.
I mean, you know, I warn my girls, you're going to get some bruises. You're going to, you know, you're going to feel a little bit sore. But I've been doing this long enough to where I've been able to break down my entire curriculum step by step.
Right.
And I teach at a beautiful new studio in Woodland Hills called InFit Dance.
All right.
And they teach aerial classes and aerial hoop, hammock. They have
Ariel, you mean like the
May I ask you a question, actually? Have you heard of the circus place on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yes, I have, yeah.
I live right on Hollywood Boulevard in between Franklin. Mm-hmm. I would love to go there and just have a class.
Totally.
Because I feel like I want to build my upper body. Is that a good place to do that
kind of thing?
It's a good,
just make sure you take a beginner's class and you let the instructor know, hey, I've never done this before.
And I have shoulder and back issues because of my double jointedness. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure.
You should be okay because you're using the fabrics to kind of wrap up.
I'm so stoked on that. I think it's such a pretty art.
It feels so amazing. Yeah. I mean, I love to be upside down and whether it's on a pole or in material.
So that's no problem for you doing the stuff like that.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, wow.
And I'll do it until my body says I can't do it anymore.
Yep. Right. Same here.
You know?
So you're a dancer, you're a sex specialist. I mean, you've been working in the sex...
Teacher.
I mean, you've been in
everything.
Sexually arousing jobs basically your whole life.
Actually, I kind of look at like I've been sexually arousing myself my whole life.
Really?
Because it's been a lifelong journey of finding me and finding myself through my art. And people appreciate it. And if they appreciate it and they enjoy it and they find or get pleasure out of it, awesome. That's great.
I think it's
fantastic, but teaching pole dance has been my true passion.
Okay, so this is probably where you're going to be going and going on. You were going to teach women how to do splits and do crazy stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Splits are not easy to learn, by the way.
I was on Facebook and somebody had posted something about what are you going to do after you retire from pole, and my response was I'm going to teach aqua pole aerobics.
Yay.
I
saw
a picture of the water.
Yeah.
It exists, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not really retiring from pole.
I've heard. I wasn't masturbating. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Well, not on that.
Not
on that part.
Oh, yeah. No,
I think somebody had a fallback on
somebody's sweating, too.
Yeah, I was.
I wouldn't know what else to do.
It wasn't that I was at an assisted living facility watching it intently or anything.
Right, exactly. But you know what? For our generation, that's not going to be shocking.
No.
It'll be the norm.
It's not.
And all the grandmothers are going to have bad, saggy tattoos.
Exactly. Everybody's going to be still wearing that same bikini.
Same bikini from when that
was. Our generation are going to be completely sleeved up. They're going to have tattoos.
Exactly.
They're going to be saggy. But you know what? That's our generation.
Right.
Welcome it. Enjoy it. Because you know what? Fuck the normal. Fuck what everybody says is
supposed
to be.
We're going to be in the pool and it's not going to be embarrassing.
Well, yeah. You've never farted in your life. I don't believe it.
Yeah,
as beautiful as you are.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do on stage?
She doesn't fart. She fluffies.
Anybody knows this one.
Right. Well, you're fanning yourself with the Star Girls. Now, we know that, by the way, Jessica, Sin-Fisted is in an R2-D2, a life-size R2-D2, and gets out of it. That's how much she can contort.
Well, no, I'm actually impressed because I've never met anybody more flexible than myself. So I'm actually quite impressed and intrigued. I think we should have some kind of a flexibility competition at some point.
Well, there's just 7 minutes left in the show if you really want to.
I didn't have to pee. But
if you got anytime you
I
guys
really
want to have
like
flexibility.
We could totally do something funny. And maybe we could create like a two-girl pretzel or something.
I say,
and
how about next time we bring a twister game? I have a twister game.
Yeah,
Jenny,
do we have a twister game back there? No, okay.
We need to do
Let's do that next time. And I have one. I also use very expensive lube.
See, now
so
you're
that
telling.
You can't stand straight, so it's more fun.
So it's like a trick.
Lube does twisters. I gotta get into this.
Girl, you.
No, I use that for my after parties all the time.
No, I know. And you lubed up your ass for one of the
which time?
Carrera show.
No, all the time, actually.
Because the picture that we showed.
Hold on, I need a high five.
The picture that we showed was unlubed.
No, that's unlubed. But I
buy
expensive lube, and then I went to Target and I bought a twister, and I was like, okay, instead of Cards Against Humanity, I'm just gonna do this shit and get all.
Cards Against Humanity.
Twister always has a good time.
It took a long time to get lubed at the bondage ball. I was very surprised.
You just squeeze
can't
all
fuck
the
up
shit
twister.
Out. No,
can't
it's funny it to watch Dean. On the twister, going, and then the next day he's like, I won that twister. I was the winner. I did. Don't cost me my winning glory, Jessica.
I love the inside jokes. But anyway, so what do you do on the Star Wars show?
I am actually, my character is the TIE fighter. So, but we've had to
change the
name.
Is this from a prequel or something? Or I don't know the TIE Fighter.
It's from the battle, the Empire Strikes. Yeah, Empire Strikes Back. And anyway, so we had to change the name because of the whole, copyright stuff or whatever.
Yeah. Really?
Whatever.
George Lucas went after Devil's Playground?
About 6 years ago. Yeah.
So you can't say it's R2-D2.
Every character is a parody of a character from Star Wars. Okay. So my character is not the TIE Fighter. It's called the Bi-Fighter.
So what does the Bi-Fighter do?
The Bi-Fighter comes out, shoots lasers. I have my own special spaceship.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got laser nipples.
It's got laser nipples.
So great.
And it shoots out these nipples. And it's really cool. It's kind of like, it's a little awkward.
Right.
Kind of like, I just do this on stage. And then I pole dance the rest.
So you kind of do the robot and things are shooting.
Well, yeah, because that's what I'm doing in my spaceship. It's just kind of like, I can only go like two or three different ways. And then it's like, I don't want the audience to get super
bored. I've seen you shoot fire off your breasts and things like that.
Yeah.
You love to just shoot things off your breasts.
I love my tits.
I love
your
tits too.
It's called self-love, you guys.
Seriously, they're awesome. I never have to wear a bra and I don't have to worry about anything.
But they're perky.
And I can light them on fire. Although, I was thinking about lighting them on fire tonight just for you, but then I realized the space and the equipment you have, I think it might be a little too dangerous.
I should have brought some matches from my club because I can just do it like on my nipples.
But she's the only one because I also
we do a live
we're
show,
the only
we'll
two
a...
that do pull for the Devil's Playground show.
Right. Well, because last time I saw your set, but I missed yours. When is the next Star Girls Burlesque show?
Friday, August 15th at the Dragonfly. Tickets are available.
It's a must. You got to see it.
Yes. If Devil's DevilsPlayground.com, you can find all the information and the tickets.
Hot.
There's a ton of performers. Right. Some of the best burlesque performers in Los Angeles. We got Courtney Cruz.
The art gallery, photo booth.
Yeah.
Merch.
And R2's got a new song and a new routine.
There's contests. There's a costume contest.
So many people.
Trust me, I've been to Comic-Con. I've been to Stargirls.
Okay, the Alien Cantina Band, let me tell you about them really super quick. When you walk in the door at the Dragonfly, the Alien Cantina Band is playing in the background. It's an ambiance type of band, but they're like doing covers and
lounge music.
It's loungy.
But they wear alien heads.
But they wear these big alien heads.
I always enjoy hanging out with aliens when I'm chilling.
It's so
on the couch,
hot. It's so great. It's great.
And Kitty, where does the time go? I told you it's going to whip by like that. I'm telling you. Kitty, how do we get a hold of you? You're coming back. We're gonna have all you back with Josie at some point. But how do we get a hold of you?
Well, I'm on Facebook. I'm a little picky about my Facebook.
Because there's another Kitty Cadillac out there.
Bitch ain't got nothing on me. Let me just say that right now.
I didn't say she did.
I already tried to contact that one. Anyway.
Because I did a lot of research.
Yeah.
And I veered into her for a little bit, but I got back.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm the original Kitty Cadillac. Thank you.
Right.
I'm on Facebook.
I did an exhausting amount of research for this show with you three women. So on Facebook, you are the.
I am. I like to be personable with people I meet. So don't just try to friend request me because I'm not going to approve the friend request.
Right.
Send me a message. Introduce yourself. Be a human being, at least through cyberspace. Don't be a creep. And I'll be nice to you. But if you just send me a random request and you're like, you're hot. No, I'm not interested.
And where do we take your pole dance classes?
I teach pole dancing for the ladies, but we do have co-ed classes there at InFit Dance.
I know.
Yay.
How do we get a hold of your class?
If you want to take my booty shaking class,
Booty
classes at yahoo.com. BOOTY classes at yahoo.com. And upcoming shows I'll be performing with the Belay Brothers for their sex circus on Friday, August 8th.
Right.
And then I'm doing Sienna Sinclair's Naughty Circus on Saturday, August 9th. Then I'm doing Orange County Foot Night Thursday, August 14th. You can register at footnight.com. And then I'll be doing Star Wars for Devil's Playground Friday, August 15th. Nice, you can find me at sinfisted.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so look me up.
And Jessica, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, so anyway, it's my birthday.
And if you want to come, I'm going to be popping out of a cake on August 23rd with Elizabeth Astin singing Big Spender.
Josie Cat will be there.
She will.
At the Whiskey Blue.
It will. It'll be a great time. So if you want to go, it's Whiskey Blue, August 23rd, Saturday night. Come check us out. It'll be a fun time.
Are you going to wear that dress?
I'm going to wear much less than a dress.
Okay.
And then I really feel like balloons and matches will be involved in some way. But thank you so much, Mark. You've been so wonderful.
Oh, it's been a great show. You guys
are
great. It's
been fun. Thanks for having me. I told you. It's really quick. And we're all so sweaty.
We're all booty shaking.
I love
everybody, have a wonderful, creepy week. Bye-bye.